Karen, give us a little report, please.
Yes, we went into closed session at 9:54. We came out at 10:43. There is no reportable action.
Board and staff reports, Supervisor Chris.
Just looking those up.
Supervisor Logan.
Nothing.
Supervisor Howell.
I got one. A couple things. One, in the infrastructure bill, we did get some significant grant money for one of pellet mill engineering and economic feasibility study in Scott Valley. That's part of a group I've been working with for about 20 years. The acronym is SBUG, the Siskiyou Biomass Utilization Group. So that'll be moving forward with the partners who are EFM, the Scott Valley Watershed Council, and the Forest Service, and I'll be representing the county working on that with them. The other is that I spent the afternoon with the new company that bought Cal Forest Nursery over in Scott Valley and Drone Seed, has partnered with Silva Seed, which is an older company in the Pacific Northwest, and they are ramping up the supply of seedlings across seven states as one of the primary seedling suppliers. Part of that, which is exciting, is they're working on solving the labor shortage issue with planting trees, and one of their executive vice presidents is the engineer who developed Amazon's drone delivery. And with Drone Seed, they're developing drone technology to plant seedlings in the forest, which is a much cheaper way to go. One of the things interesting to me, maybe not to others, but with the fires we had in Siskiyou County in the last 2 years, one of the seed zones was completely eliminated. So there are no seeds, no genetic source for that seed zone, which to a layperson means over time those trees in that zone evolve to a point where they can withstand seasonal things like drought and snow breakage and those kinds of things. So you've got a genetic deficit in our forest that's pretty problematic going forward. That's why you see like the Penny Pines plantations in Mount Shasta that are so prone to snow breakage and things, because it was the wrong seed zone that was planted there years ago because they didn't know that years ago. So John Seed's working on that actually. They're going to have some geneticists that are working on that issue. Anyway, some exciting stuff for me.
Michael?
Yeah.
Brandon, back to you.
Yeah, for me, I don't know if you guys have received it, but just to let you know, I've received emails and phone calls regarding, mainly just emails. The vacation rental policies we're considering, the Planning Commission will be having coming up tomorrow. We've been receiving that from the Cloud area, as well as a little bit from the Cochrane area. This is kind of the side on this one. This first time this happened to me on any subcommittees or state committees I'm on, is SSV didn't have court. So I drove down to Reading for the nice drive. But I did like seeing Shasta Lake and all those sorts of things. So SSV will be meeting again. And then on a sad note, a very strong constituent of the Two Lake area passed, member of the Two Lake View Valley Fair Board, Gail Rapp, passed away. She was well received over there to the great of the community.
And then for me, Laura, that note, tomorrow I'll be down in Sacramento attending the Supervisor Cross at the RCRC's Board of Directors meeting and installation of officers. I hope you folks saw the governor's budget, page 47, regarding pilot dams and allowing five permanent people for the studies, is it?
Correct.
Which we'll see. Hopefully that stays in there because it's about negotiations. So see if I can do some sleuthing when I'm down there. Not only this week, but I'll be down for CSEC's executive board next week. With that, meeting adjourned.